855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about immigration here on the show. We were reading an article from CNN that was suggesting that if you wanted to have entrepreneurs and engineers and really bright folks to grow the wealth of the United States, that that you should loosen the immigration policy. And I think that this is it's really an opportunity for the folks in the landmass calling itself the United States to increase their wealth when things aren't going so well with our economy. Is loosen up the restrictions, and you will see people that have to eat, drive cars, and live in houses, and all these things. They will create wealth. They'll start new businesses. These people can really be a benefit to us. But
well, how about the restrictions on opening a business in the first place, though? There's a lot of barriers to entry that exist now. I can't even imagine being an immigrant and immigrating legally and hiring the lawyer and jumping through all the hoops, and then finding out that if you want to start the business you were thinking to start, there are even another set of hoops that you have to jump through after that. But yet people still do it, and disproportionately high numbers of immigrants start startup companies and become Fortune 500 businesses. It's really amazing.
I think that these the immigration is a really great issue. But there's another thing I wanted to get to, and that is kind of a lighter story, but it speaks to regulation and a stifling effect and the inefficiencies of government bureaucracy and the efficiencies of the marketplace.
Is this a whale of a story?
Well, whales are mammals, and this is about a fish.
They rip someone off to the tune of $2 million.
Awesome. Awesome. Good job.
I was just fishing for compliments.
I know, it's kind of smelly.
Got to cast the net wide.
This pun's getting a little, beginning to smell. Stink. Must have been around for 3 days or so. A Massachusetts fisherman pulled an 881-pound tuna this week, and he did it.
That's huge.
He did it by dropping his net. He had a bottom trolling net, and I guess
wait a minute. There are tuna in Massachusetts?
Not in Massachusetts. You see, Massachusetts
is a landmass. Well, off the coast of Massachusetts. I didn't think they were that far north. Maybe I just don't know about this, but I thought they were like...
I wouldn't speak to it, but they're predators.
In Japan
and
stuff.
Everywhere. Yeah, they're
okay.
The Japanese certainly love their tuna, but there's tuna in the Atlantic Ocean, too. And he had these bottom nets and essentially dropped the net on the tuna, caught it up in there.
Oh, wow.
Went back, got the net. The tuna, I believe, was dead.
He should be hitting the casinos. He shouldn't be fishing. He's very lucky.
Well, you drop a net enough times, sooner or later you're going to land on something valuable. And by valuable, I mean tunas have sold for $500,000 on the marketplace. And this was a big boy. I don't know if this is a boy or not. This was a large fish.
Right.
I do not want to disparage female tunas out there. Is a male tuna a tuno?
We could call it that.
Okay. So, in this situation, he wants to do things by the book, tells the feds. The feds come, take the fish. Now,
So there's a regulation that says if you catch a tuna, you have to report it to the government?
Well, he didn't have the license to fish for tuna. The only way that he could fish for tuna was with a line and a hook. And he happened to catch a tuna by accident with this type of net he had. He wasn't using it in an improper fashion. He just happened to hit a tuna. Well, he dropped the net down. And it's this is as I understand it. And, if there's more to the story that I don't know, I'm happy to hear it. But the government then confiscates the tuna, screws around as the government does. This is a $500,000 fish that's dead. There's no bringing it back, okay? There's no Greenpeace is not out there giving mouth to mouth to the tuna. It's dead. And no amount of bureaucracy or, whatever is going to change that this tuna died. And
it needs to be cleaned and harvested, right?
People want to consume this tuna. There is a market for this tuna.
Yeah, and it's time sensitive.
Could have paid off his boat. I mean, with the amount of this tuna, I don't know that he would have gotten wholesale for that. I don't know what he could have. But he certainly life would have been a little bit easier for this guy. Mm-hmm. And the government comes and then screws around with it to the point that it deteriorates, and it's only that sold for over $5,000. So this the marketplace shows itself to be 100 times as efficient as the government in this circumstance, but they don't care just so long as the rules are followed. They don't care
if it's
tuna.
Well, you got to pay the bureaucrats to get them to get the license, and you know, you can't be catching their tuners without our licenses.
Right. I mean, it's just so bizarre.
We're going to leave that fish outside their offices while we take our weekend vacation.
I don't know what happened, but it's just insane. And so the
wow,
fish is
I guess,
wasted.
So what does the fisherman learn from that? I guess next time it's better to go with the black market or just,
right.
you know.
Shut up and
ask,
sell the tuna.
Ask forgiveness, not permission, right?
Right. But wait for one of the tuna guys to come along.
Yeah.
Split it with him.
Yeah, poor guy.
You know, hey, call your buddy, the tuna fisherman, and say, hey, I got a tuna.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Yeah, right.
Big one. So this is, you know, I don't know if it's a record, but 881 pounds sounds like a record to me. If it's not, it's still a darn impressive fish. And it's just wasted. Nobody gets to benefit.
That is so unfortunate.
The flesh of tuna is still being consumed here in America. I mean, they haven't stopped tuna from being saved. This was just an accidental catching of a tuna, and it was destroyed. Let's go to Alex in Tennessee. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Stephanie and Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to talk to you guys about how, since I've been listening to the show for, well, I started listening a few years ago, and you went off of global station that I started listening to online. But basically how this one issue, the whole immigration thing, how you guys have kind of changed my view on it.
This happens a lot to people as they listen to the show consistently. They'll come to they get the ideas that we're talking about and then can apply them in different ways. And oftentimes the people that are most shocked are the ones that have just heard what we have to say.
Yeah. But I guess for the longest time, I guess I kept the standard, you know, conservative kind of view on, well, you know, they're going to take our jobs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But because of the ideas that I've been exposed to, it's caused me to kind of take a step back and look at my community and the immigrants in my community and the, you know, and realize what good, decent, hardworking people they are, and that they just want to have the same thing everybody else wants, and that it's immoral to deny them that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It, you know,
certainly,
I mean, this
unjust,
is what
yeah.
In that circumstance, what would you do for your family is what people should be asking themselves. I mean, I know that it could be annoying, you know, to have. You know, folks that may be taking jobs that you would, or, you know, causing your job to be paid less or whatever that might
yeah.
be. But, you know, they're just people trying to feed their families, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And I would say also in this issue, I would, you know, people bring up the issue of race, and I would say for a long time maybe I had a tinge of racism in it and in forming my views before, but that is... You know, it's something I had to kind of wrestle with for a while, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Alex, thanks for admitting that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very brave of you to reveal that, and maybe someone else will hear it, and they'll be able to relate to your experience. Because I know that,
yeah.
you know, a lot of people who grow up in this culture, they kind of absorb things like racism that's present, like these ideas that other people... who are not like you, you know, you shouldn't hang out with them or you shouldn't associate with them or they're lesser or they fit a certain stereotype. Those ideas are all around in culture, and it's easy to absorb them if you don't think about them and question them. And so that's probably what happened to you, and that's really cool to hear that that has changed.
So what do you think did it, Alex?
What do I think did it?
Yeah. What part of the issue?
I think seeing the basic decency of people more often than not.
There you go.
They're not different from me in
yes.
a lot of ways, you know. I mean,
yep.
there's cultural differences, but I can actually come to appreciate some of those things because they're
wonderful to hear.
Thanks for the call, Alex. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother and father come over to the house quite often. My father came over to the house, went into his pocket, and pulled out a handful of money. And began to pass it out to the children. You know, he made the announcement. Now let's see if Granddad has any money for these wonderful children. Well, five children came from everywhere. My father began to pass this money out. And I thought, this is the same man who, when I was his child, I would ask him for 50 cents. This man would tell me his life story. I asked my father to give me a dollar for the school picnic. He told me how he killed a grizzly bear with his loose-leaf notebook.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kid should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
If you're unable to own a firearm due to local laws or other reasons, an air gun might be a great substitute. There are plenty of other reasons you might want own an air gun, too. Training a child in firearms use. My first rifle was an air rifle. Varmint control. Maybe a little cheap, quiet indoor target practice during those long winter months. I recently got a 50 caliber air rifle that could bring down a deer from Pyramid Air. They're the world's largest online gun retailer, in business since 1993 with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. They did it with me. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. Please go now and view the amazing Dragon Claw. That's what I got, the at airgun.freetalklive.com, just because it's such an amazing air rifle. But peruse the site. See all the other amazing air rifles they have there, and air handguns and all kinds of things, accessories, all of it. Airgun.freetalklive.com. Again, it's airgun.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, you have an email that is rather compelling, and I would love to hear it.
All right. Compelling is a great way to describe it. And I think this person brings up some great points that will lead us into a cool discussion. So the subject is magical thinking. So the body says libertarianism is simply magical thinking.
Libertarianism is magical thinking. Okay. So yeah. What is the flaw
someone to listen to what you have to say with an open mind.
Yeah,
maybe
don't start out with a jab.
Yeah, that's not the best way to start out. Just
I already
just
have my teeth bared.
And I mean, this person must have been listening to the show because somehow he got my email address.
Sure.
So
he would send it to you and no one else? That's very interesting to me. Maybe he thinks you're the most reasonable. You're the one that he could convert.
Well, I've just been described as a bleeding heart libertarian before, or a liberal-tarian.
I would hope that somebody would describe me as a bleeding heart, because that says that somebody has emotions. I think that that's very important. But I hope that I'm portraying those emotions all the time. I hope that I'm looking at situations with compassion and mercy.
Yeah, yeah. We all have that in us, I think. And this person describes, they sign the email at the end with their name, which I won't read, and then it says Democratic Socialist proudly.
It sounds like they've got a label for themselves already, and that once you're sort of cemented in your idea to the point that you have a label, it's very difficult to change. But it happens.
Hopefully, I'm able to
listen to reason and change my ideas if my ideas are wrong.
Yeah, you know, and I think that the thing about this email is that, like, we probably are going to agree on so much of the stuff, especially, like, the ends that we want, such as, how do poor people get medical care? You know, how do we make sure in society that there is this kind of social safety net and that people have the security of being taken care of? Those are things that I care about very much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I care about equal treatment for all different kinds of people in society. Probably the thing that we may disagree on is the means to get there. But, you know, many of the famous libertarian writers and famous people who identified themselves as people who loved liberty way back in the day also sympathized with socialism very much. You know, it's I've heard them describe it as socialist ends, libertarian means, or something like that. So let me read the email. Libertarianism is simply magical thinking. The entire basis of your belief is that all people are good and will play fairly if all regulation is scrapped.
Nope, that's okay. So the basis of what he's saying is not true. I do not believe that all people are good. I believe that people tend to be good and bad in certain circumstances. I believe mostly they react to incentives. But I believe that people are both good and bad. And I would counter
with this statement.
What are we going to call this? I don't want to use his name, his full name or anything. Can I use a first name?
Mark. Okay. Sure. Mark. His name is Mark.
Oh,
so that might get confusing. So why don't we call him, like, Harry or something?
Okay, Harry. In order to make this a little easier, we'll call it Harry. I think that people are both good and bad. Each individual is, you know, does good and bad things. That they're not, people aren't just good. But if people were good, you wouldn't need a top-down hierarchical government in order to tell them what to do. They would be good.
I was hoping you would say this, Mark.
If people were bad, then why in the world would you have a top-down hierarchical government? Because the worst of those people would get into those positions.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there'd be no stopping it. So, I mean, there are no good people to fill the government. Mm-hmm. And if people are good and bad, if some people are good and some people are bad, wouldn't the worst people be, the most inefficient people be attracted to, say, government bureaucracy, mm-hmm. where they could sit around and do nothing and still get paid?
Or the people less? Who are kind of in the middle be attracted to government and then become corrupted because power corrupts.
It certainly happens. And people that are, in fact, sadists and evil would be attracted to positions of power where they could use violence on others. And those that are sociopaths that wish to control others would be attracted to the political positions. Mm-hmm. I mean, doesn't government really have the kind of positions that that would attract the most evil individuals? I'm not saying that everybody in the government is evil. I don't think that for a second. I don't think that that's the case. But mm-hmm. I do think that the system, that the sort of top-down hierarchical government that we have, and I'm not saying that the world can do without people being governed in their actions, but I am saying that this government type that we have now, that's been passed down from generation to generation throughout the eons, where from master to servant, from lord to serf, and now from government agency to citizen.
Yep.
That they're very, very similar, and they haven't mm-hmm. changed that much over the course of millennia.
Yeah, and so maybe it's time to step outside of that paradigm or that box and re-examine it, you know, with a critical eye. So he says, the entire basis of your belief is that all people are good and will play fairly. So he's going to list a bunch of concerns here. And will play fairly if all regulation is scrapped.
Nope.
That somehow charity will care for all the needy if taxes are abolished.
Now, I wonder about that for a second. When it comes to charity caring for the needy. Now, I know that the insurance board or something like that, some insurance board claims that 25% of insurance claims are fraudulent. And this is in a system where people know that insurance companies will check up on you.
Yep.
The government will rarely check up on you when it comes to sort of, you have these low-end welfare
fraud?
Yeah, they just don't check up on it.
Yeah.
So my guess is, and this is just a guess, that welfare fraud is higher than insurance fraud. Mm. So if half of the welfare, just double the insurance fraud number.
Okay.
If half the welfare recipients are fraudulent, then that means they're taking money from the other half who might be able to get on their feet with some more money, right? And I don't know for certain, but I do think that when you pass out money and then tell folks, look, we're going to give you $1,600 a month. I don't know what they get. I have no idea.
Paying people for being poor,
yeah,
essentially?
Yeah, but if you try to go out and get a part-time job and you get it paid $800, we're going to cut you back $800. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just making it so that they can't get out of the system.
Yes.
I think that the way it's administered just traps people into a cycle of poverty.
Yeah, five. I pretty much agree.
A cycle of serfdom to the government.
And there are some people who genuinely need help, and I'd like to talk about that in the next segment.
Absolutely. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you're an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been reading an email here from a
Democratic socialist.
A fellow named Harry who's identified himself as a socialist.
Right.
And but please, if you like Free Talk Live, you like the ideas of liberty, check out shop.freetalklive.com. This is the holiday season. You're probably going to do some shopping online. And we have a situation with Amazon where they, you know, if people go through our link, we get a little cut of it. You get the same great Amazon prices, the same great service, the same great products, all from Amazon, but we get a little cut. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, if you'd please continue.
Okay, so we didn't get very far into this email, but Harry says that he thinks the basis of libertarianism is that all people are good and will play fairly if regulation is scrapped, and somehow charity will care for the needy if taxes are abolished. Now, I'd like to say something about that, okay. Which is, one, that Americans are among the most generous people ever. I mean, they give hundreds of, you know, millions of dollars to charity every year, and there are just multiple charities everywhere.
I want to get more wealthy so I can give away more money.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Me too, but you know,
good.
I'm not very wealthy, but I give away my time and my money to different charities because it gives me joy.
They really can't have my time. My time is so valuable. But I do give my money because I believe in some of the things these folks are doing.
Well, one of my projects, actually, one of my activism projects that gives me a lot of meaning and a lot of fun and get to meet some great people is an example of mutual aid, which is basically people getting together and helping each other out. And I think mutual aid is a lot more common than most people think. You know, if there's a Lions Club in your town, if there's a co-op of any kind, a credit union even is an example of mutual aid.
Really?
Families are examples of mutual aid that help each other out. Any kind of daycare co-op, homeschooling co-op, people even just carpooling is an example of mutual aid. So people can get together within neighborhoods, communities, or even groups of friends or families and find solutions to these problems that, like, you know, maybe buying something in bulk is more efficient, or maybe doing a carpool is more efficient than just driving yourself. So people have been doing this for a long time, and they will continue to do so. And I think this is a lot of the way that people get taken care of in even in today's society, because not everybody gets government welfare. I mean, I know it seems like a lot of people get it, but even needy people sometimes, you know, don't get it. And
we had a Meg who was on the show for a while, and she was talking about she was hungry. She went to the welfare office to get some food stamps or some food, something, help me out.
And they wouldn't give it
to her.
They
wouldn't give it to her. They, you know, she needed to jump through all these hoops or whatever. I need to eat today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and she said that was a wake up moment for her because
I lost my job. I lost my job. I refused. I you know, I looked at getting unemployment.
Yep.
It just seemed too complicated to me, so I never did it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying unemployment is welfare. It's not.
No.
But at the same time, I just wasn't willing to deal with the government. It was just too complicated for me.
And they probably want a lot of personal information too, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't
you
know what
the,
they want.
The other thing about government welfare is that often it comes with strings attached, you know. And there are some places now that like drug test welfare recipients, or
sure,
you have to let a social worker come into your home and see if you are feeding your children the correct things. Like I know people who have done this, you know, that check up on people who get food stamps or welfare and make sure that they are feeding their kids certain things. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not like free money either, you know.
Also, I don't think that the market will regulate what was the part about regulation there?
It says libertarians believe that people will play fairly if all regulation is scrapped.
Right, I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe in regulation because I believe that it stifles people in a way that is unnecessary. However,
you mean government regulation?
Government regulation. Mm-hmm. However, I believe in certifications, private market certifications, and I believe if you do something or make, you know, if you act in a negligent fashion, and perhaps you make a heater that will burst into flames because it's so poorly made.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should be responsible for making the person whole that purchased that. If they were under the impression that they were getting a heater that was as good as other heaters, they should be compensated for that.
Right.
But, now,
you know,
that's not
often
regulation. That's a tort. It's a different. They have
that's
a
an
claim.
Actual violation of someone's rights. Right. You know.
Right.
Someone has actually been hurt.
I don't
hurt.
Think you should be arrested for making a toy with lead in it. I think you should have to make whole the family whose child ate the toy with lead in it. If nobody eats the thing that was painted with lead, then what's the big deal? It happened. It didn't. You dodged a bullet. I don't think you should make anything with, you know, lead paint has all its intrinsic problems, but I just walked through a Shaker village where all the buildings were painted with lead paint. You know, hey, kids, don't eat the paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I think that it's kind of a misnomer to say that libertarians think all regulations should be gotten rid of. No, we don't. I mean, we think that the marketplace and these alternative mechanisms to top-down government regulation can regulate people's behavior in a way better way than the government, a way
more
effective way.
Yeah. Effective and moral. And I think that that's really what it all boils down to,
mm-hmm.
is I don't think it's moral to just go and pass a one-size-fits-all rule, especially if that rule is made by the lobbyists that were paid for by big corporations. And
isn't that usually what happens? They'll pass a law that says
always happens.
You must use a quality, a light bulb that is made of this specific metal and has this specific size. And what do you know? There's only one company that makes that, and that company lobbied the government to get that rule passed, and it adds $10 to the cost of every toy. Now, how is that helping anyone?
And this is the conundrum of the social democrat, I believe is what he identified himself as.
Democratic socialist.
Democratic socialist. This is their conundrum. The idea that you can ever separate money from power. I'm only saying drive a stake through the heart of power. One should not have power over another.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should be able to make their own decisions and live freely. However, what the democratic socialists want to do is they want to harness the power. They want to wrest it from the heart, the hands of the rich. And you're never going to get it from the hands of the rich because, well, that's just not.
You know, so many people who are in positions of power in today's society who are, you know, very wealthy and have a lot of influence got there and are keeping that privilege because of the government, because the government gives them monopoly protection, the government power. passes laws that raise the barriers of entry for their competition. And so, and the government, you know, has this banking system that enables them to enrich themselves and their enemies. And so a lot of privilege is the result of government. And I think if we actually had a free market where people were interacting voluntarily, so much of this state afforded or state guaranteed privilege would disappear. And I really think there would be a lot greater equality of wealth and of power in society under a free market.
I would agree. Could you
Sure. So he says that libertarians also think that no one will take advantage of a post-regulatory world and abuse the trust of the consumer. I think we kind of covered that, right?
Yep.
Ain't gonna happen. Regulation was born of the inherent greed of some business people who will lie and deceive to sell more product, putting the health and life of the customer in danger.
That may very well be true. There's certainly business people that will do such a thing.
Now, I don't know about you, but I value having a long-term customer, and they can't really come back to my store if they're dead.
That much is true, but I think that's, to some extent, it's a platitude. It's true that businesses want long-term customers and that it is, you know, against their... it's not to their benefit to kill off their customers. This is a true statement. However, when you're talking about, a big business especially, and I think that in a freer market you wouldn't see big businesses because they wouldn't you wouldn't see as nearly as many big businesses.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't get that big because they
don't
privilege.
Have the, yeah, they don't have the privilege of the state.
Mm-hmm.
But these big businesses can make a calculation. Well, let's see, if this car, we produce this type of car, it kills off, one out of every 100,000 people, we pay a payoff there. Well, it's cheaper than a recall, then, you know, that's a good idea, then we'll just keep on producing it. I can see that. However, I say that the regulation should come through the court system, essentially. When somebody finds that the actions of a company have been unjust, they should have to pay punitive damages.
Yeah, and their reputation will take a hit, too.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kate. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783. 207-989-6783. Or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-453. We might be able to squeeze you in here in the last segment. It's Ben Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Check out amp.freetalklive.com if you want to get all the benefits that come from being one of our subscribers. You can get there's an Amplifier podcast that's commercial free, and there's an Amplifier forum on the BBS, an Amplifier call-in line. It's amp.freetalklive.com. All we ask is $3 a month. But we still give everything to you for free. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jim in Indiana. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Benjamin Franklin said that more corrupt the people become, the more in need of a master they are. It seems like television, the public schools, and media and everything has been trying to corrupt our people for the last 50 years, and it seems like this is all they couldn't take our freedom away any other way, so they're trying to corrupt the people. That's kind of what I think.
How are they corrupt? What way are people corrupt that they weren't 50 years ago?
We were much more religious. People had prayer in school. People
now, Jim, hold on a minute. I would like to examine that point a little bit further. Now, I'm a person who is not religious at all, and I consider myself to have a very specific system of values and principles. You know,
that's why you're sitting there completely naked.
Well, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com and find out that I am indeed wearing clothes. But and it wouldn't be immoral in any way to be naked either. There's nothing bad about nudity. But anyway, regardless of that, you know, I don't think religion, and of course we can see many examples of religious people who are not virtuous. You know, they are molesting children, they are embezzling money, they are hypocritical. And so I don't think that we can really equate religion with virtue. Does that make sense?
Okay, let me put it this way. People that read the Bible and believe in God, not per se religious, because you're right, there are a lot of religious people that are corrupt, but people that, like 50 years ago, the biggest problem in school was chewing gum. Now it's people bringing guns and drugs to school. You know, our country is, we were one of the most virtuous people 50, 75 years ago, and that's why we were rich. Now, we're one of the, we've got the highest divorce rate, murder rate, I mean, look what's happened to our country in the last 50 years.
Well, violent crime is diminishing and has been for the last 15 years.
Yeah, that was my understanding, too.
The divorce rate is increasing, but I really do wonder if that's a customer service issue. I mean, you know, 50 years ago, getting out of a marriage was difficult, and, you know, it was done very, very rarely. And
I wonder if there were many more unhappy marriages that stayed together because
And how good is that for kids?
Right.
Well, you can just look and see through the statistics of how children fare better with both parents than in a divorced family.
I'd say that that's, I think that it's the optimum way to raise a child is with two people. However, I think that those two people need to love each other. Yeah. And if those two people don't love each other, that you're just setting up a situation where it's a non-optimal situation. So whether non-optimal situation is, you know, going between mommy and daddy, or the non-optimal situation is staying in a house where daddy hits mommy or mommy hits daddy and they fight all the time. I mean, you know, eliminating divorce would not solve anything.
Well, It would solve a lot. I mean, I'm a single parent. I've raised my daughter since she was 2, and now she's 17. And I've had all kinds of problems.
Sure, it's hard.
There wasn't no mother in the house.
Jim, do you wish that your wife or the mother of your daughter would have stayed with you?
Yes, if she would have been there to be a mother.
Oh, but you don't get that choice, my friend. People are going to act the way people are going to act, and
I mean, love has to be given freely.
The government
it really
can say
can't
that you
be mandated.
You only get to marry once, but you can't. But the government can't say that people will act right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen other places though where countless times that I've seen where women have brought up their children. And the daughter gets molested by the boyfriend, and I know a half a dozen cases personally where that's happened.
It does happen.
One of the reasons I was so adamant to keep my daughter myself.
Wow, yeah, that is so unfortunate, and I think it's
hard
real...
to raise a kid by yourself, Jim. And I got to say, you know, I'm really impressed.
Jim, I feel for you too. I'm sorry you had to go through that, all that hardship, you know, raising a kid by yourself. And it's really nice that you wanted to protect your daughter also. But I think we have to think about, like, why do people do crimes like that? Why do people molest children or something like that? And I think it's clearly part of a cycle of abuse. And I don't think the answer lies in preventing divorces. I think
it's really a much deeper issue.
Yeah.
I think it's a cycle of what they put on the television and the media to manipulate people through. You can't watch that stuff, some of the filth that comes out of that television and not be affected.
Well, you always have a choice to turn it off, right? And it's important to distinguish.
A lot of people are making that choice these days. A lot of people are saying, look, I don't have a TV in my home either.
Yeah. I mean, but I do see some stuff on the internet, and some of it's stuff that I'd rather not see. So I just realize that stuff is not real. You know, it's meant to either shock or it's just made up. And, you know, I can distinguish reality from fantasy, and that's very important to do.
Jim, I think
a lot of children, they can't.
Sure. And so maybe their parents have a responsibility to talk about what they see on TV with their children, you know, and try to impart that message that TV is not equal to real life.
Jim, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. I wanted you to address this issue of, you know, our biggest problem in schools 50 years ago was kids chewing gum.
Is that a problem? Are they hurting anybody by chewing gum?
That was the biggest problem. I'm not saying that chewing gum is a problem. The biggest problem was kids chewing gum, and that now they're bringing in guns, knives, and you know, bombs and things like that. Because, you know, this is, admittedly, society has changed over time, and I think that this is a strong suit of the moralists out there that would claim that, you know, religion will return us to, you know, what was better. Is, you know, they can kind of say that these, you know, that,
I'm
that,
sure religion...
that Norman Rockwell existed. Now, I'm not entirely sure it did. I can tell you that.
And at what cost, though, Mark? You know, at what cost imposing religion on everybody to what prevent violence at schools? There are a lot of people, most people in America now claim to be religious, and we still have the societal problems of guns and bombs and stuff at school.
I think the biggest problem is the schools have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't think that I think 50 years ago, a school that had 1,500 students would have been huge, mm-hmm. and that, now a school of 1,500 students is not particularly large, and that when you have people that are can walk around in anonymity and they don't know other people, that you're more likely to have situations like, larger scale violence and stuff like that.
Well,
it certainly
wouldn't
eliminate it, bullying, but those things existed in the past, too.
Bullying and violence happen. I mean, why would a kid bring a gun to school? Obviously, it's because either, A, they want to hurt somebody, which means they themselves have been hurt, and they're repeating that onto someone else, or B, because they feel threatened, and they don't feel safe at school.
I suspect it's mostly because they feel threatened. That would be
okay.
My guess.
Yeah, that would be my guess, too. So in that case, why do they feel threatened? Well, because they're forced to go to a place where they don't want to be, learning things that they don't want to learn with a bunch of people who they feel scared of. So, of course, they're going to feel threatened.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that is a huge problem. Most bullying and violence among peers happens in places where people are forced together, and that is in jails, schools, and the military. You know, the worst bullying and hazing happens in those environments. And so, part of it is, I think, just not forcing people to be in places where they don't want to be.
People are, the military, they're not forced into, but
yes,
they really can't leave. And yeah. there's a societal pressure to be in, say, pledges in the Greek letter organizations in college. And there's
oh
a lot
goodness.
Of hazing that goes on in that, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
we'll
I can tell
talk
you,
about that some night.
I've never worked at a job where they... maybe as a new guy,
they
played
you?
Some trick on you or something like that. But, there wasn't any, eggs in your hair, or you've got to drink this bottle of urine or whatever the kind of crazy nonsense that goes through these other organizations. Never had a job like that.
It's awful. I wouldn't want that out of any voluntary relationship, that in order to get in, you have to do something that hurts you. No,
that's
ridiculous.
Well, that's another one. You can check us out at freetalklive.com. We are live 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 days a week, and we're streaming repeated audio there at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
And Stephanie.
Thanks for listening.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.